Woo! So the salt's gonna flow. The salt's gonna flow. The ponies are crying. Their tears are being collected. Everything is going down. It's all over almost.
Are you talking about Microsoft getting Activision Blizzard?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, there are people out there calling for conspiracy, saying there is an Xbox Illuminati, that people are being paid. I'm not kidding. People are being paid by Microsoft. The judge is corrupt because her son works for Microsoft, even though she called it out twice, even though the FTC requested this judge, even though Microsoft wanted it in a different venue, a different state, in a different place. It is corruption at the highest. And just PlayStation fans are immolating themselves on the streets. They're just flagellating. They're canceling their accounts. They're just crying, and it's the end of gaming as we know it.
Accounts with who?
Twitter. Twitter. Some of them shut their Twitter accounts off because they know. They knew the salt and the receipts were coming. But yeah, I mean, it's a dark day for those PlayStation fans out there. It's not over. And of course, funny enough, 30 minutes after this announcement went out that the FTC was not going to get their block. The judge found nothing wrong, said the deal should be fine to go through. 30 minutes later, in the UK, the UK announced, we're back to talking with Microsoft and trying to keep this out of the court. We want to come to a compromise so that everything can work out for everybody. They would not talk to Microsoft once before. The CMA was like, we have made a decision. It's final. Our government has no say. What we say goes. And 30 minutes later, they're like, by the way, can we chat about this some more?
Yeah, because they knew what probably was going to happen was Microsoft was going to be like, all right, well, not in the UK. We'll roll out all the services, not in the UK.
And then their customers will be, well, here's the thing. It's pretty much believed at this point they're going to get to go through in the UK. But the UK customer is still going to be screwed. It's going to be like, well, Game Pass exists in the UK, but you can't put Activision Blizzard stuff on Game Pass in the UK. So it's like, we'll let you go through the deal, but you've got to fuck our customers. Yeah. That's it.
So, I'm following too hard on this, but I'm just like lightly, but we're done now.
It's mostly done. We're tying the bow. I think by Monday it'll probably be done officially. It's got to be done by the 19th.
So is it like, or as Microsoft soon as it happens,
had to pay like a $3 billion.
So then after this goes through, then they'll announce when the stuff will be on Game Pass. Or?
Some of that stuff. Last time it happened with Blizzard, well not Blizzard, with Bethesda. They had a kind of a round table. They sat down, talked about the future a little bit, and then a few things popped up immediately. Like older games popped up immediately on Game Pass, and it's like, well, they're there forever now, guys. So enjoy. So something like that will probably happen, but then we'll have to wait and see what's happening with the future stuff. But again, funny enough, Sony doesn't have a signed deal yet. Sony refused to sign the deal all this time. So none of the things that anybody said, like Microsoft was okay to go with, said, well, you have to make sure you sign a deal with Sony. So it's like, you know, the terms of the deal may change now because we don't have to give you, that was yesterday's deal. Today's deal ain't the same deal. So
they have a lot of heavy hand shit with that. They could.
Look, you know, for 20 years, Sony was this like, I don't know, medium-sized dog biting everybody in the pound, and everybody let it go. And then finally, the biggest dog in the pound was just like, you know what? I'm sick of this. Let me bite this mother. Can I bite this mother? Yes. And they've started to bite. So now we'll see what happens. The big target seems to still remain to be Sega.
Okay.
You know, Sega has come out and said, like, hey, we felt like we've been treated better than by Microsoft and even Nintendo and Sony for years. We got a really good partnership with them. It's like, hey, are you guys going to be the next to be acquired? And they're like, not right now. We're fine. Not never. Not right now. That's what he said. CEO of Sega. Yeah, not right now.
Yeah. All right.
They're going to be crying. Sonic's going to hang out with Crash Bandicoot. Be good to go. One last thing I want to say about consolidation in the industry. Microsoft is buying a company that's called Activision Blizzard King. Microsoft is buying a company that's been around for 30 years that's called Activision Blizzard King. In the name, there are three consolidations right there. Activision, the company Blizzard, and the company King. If you were born in the 80s and lived through it, you know, playing computer games in the 80s, 90s, the biggest computer game company, or computer game maker in the world was Sierra Online. Sierra Online was the company that published Half-Life for Valve before Valve was actually a big company. Sierra and all their IPs are owned by Activision. It's not in the title, but they're owned by Activision. Because Activision owns a ton of small companies or big companies that once existed in the computer game industry. But three of them are in the title. Consolidation's been a thing for a long time. People freaking out like, oh, it's a thing and it's happening. And it's been a thing for a long time. Like, we've continued, we've moved on. It just keeps rolling. Computer games, everyone can make them. Small, big, large, whatever. It's the only bad consolidation would be literally if Microsoft bought Nintendo or Microsoft bought Sony. Because now you have literally one less place to play as opposed to one less game maker. But yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We're done. Mm-hmm. For now. The salt will flow. Okay. Go. Let's go. Two trailers hit yesterday.
Well, a bunch, but like the two.
Oh, yeah, true.
Two big ones. Wonka and Blue Beetle. So, let's start with Wonka. It's a prequel, basically how Willy Wonka got the chocolate factory, and stuff. And then Blue Beetle, this would be the second to last DCEU film.
I guess so. I guess Aquaman will be the next one.
I mean, if it comes out still, and
do we need a Wonka origin story? Do I need to know how the man made chocolate and became a...
Good question. My rebuttal would be money.
Yes. And I'm also going to be hypocritical and say, did I need a Cruella de Vil origin story? No. Did I enjoy it? Yes. I did enjoy it. It's Emma Stone. She's delightful. But did I need a Cruella story? No.
But in rebuttal, half a bill... at the box office.
Yes. And now I understand why Cruella de Vil hates Dalmatians. I'd hate them too and want to make coats out of them. Perfectly reasonable as far as I'm concerned. They killed her mother. I would hate every Dalmatian in the world. Don't come for us. Look, I'm just saying, I understand what her motivation was now. I didn't need to understand it, but I understand it. But Willy Wonka, it's like, I don't know. It seems completely unnecessary.
Where is she afterwards since they look so chummy?
You know, I was thinking the same thing. He has a little black sidekick in the trailer who seems to be there helping him at the start of his factory. You know, a young apprentice.
Yeah. What I would like to believe is that they're going to show us Willy Wonka while he's with Charlie, and they're going to show that black chick. And that black chick, basically, she's the actual CEO. So she runs she actually runs the day to day, and she's very well taken care of and financially stable, whatever. And Willy Wonka gets to be the zany, whatever the fuck, and not sit in board meetings.
Yeah, makes sense. But then we have to believe that when we get the original Charlie and Chocolate Factory, if the timeline now follows, at some point she turns a blind eye to Willy's shenanigans and just lets him straight up murder children in the factory.
You know, when a creator needs to create, sometimes they go about it in a, I might be going to try it. So that's starring.
The sad thing is, it's probably going to be good. It's probably actually not going to be terrible.
That's the main reason why I have a bill. Because he's just.
And Hugh Grant is an Umpa Lumpa.
The guy.
There's a lot of names in it. I don't remember who any other names are, but I saw a lot of names being listed in the
credits. December 15th. Yeah. So if you're interested in seeing this.
The perfect Christmas movie.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Take your families. There's
still going to be some type of chocolate released at the same time.
It's magic and wonder. That's all they're going for. It's the holiday season.
And chocolate. You can sell chocolate now.
And chocolate. Okay. So, Blue Beetle was the other one. That's coming out August 18th. Here's the thing. I'm starting to believe that the people at Warner Brothers DC know how to make a really good trailer, but maybe don't know how to make a good movie. Because, I watched the Blue Beetle trailer, and everything I saw in it, I liked. Like, I feel like I like this character. I feel like I want to root for this character, and this character is a character I want to see.
I'll give you that.
But I've been fooled before. Mm-hmm. Multiple times by these trailers into believing a DC movie is good. And then I sit down and I watch it and I go, you've lied. This is terrible the whole way through. And I don't know.
I got the same vibe I got from Black Adam. So, like, the trailer looks good, but there was just something off about it. And I was just like, I don't think this movie's going to be good. And, like, I get the same vibe from Blue Beetle. It's just like, I don't think this movie's going to be good. I think what we saw was pretty much the best of it. And they just cut it into a trailer.
Yeah. I mean, the problem is I don't know who to believe because, you know, clearly we had The Flash and all the earlier reviews were it's the best superhero movie ever made. Those were fake reviewers. Those were the fakest of fake reviewers. If you want to talk about people getting paid off in an industry, that was clearly the case there because no, not at all. But like, yeah, if they come out and say this is good, can I believe it? I don't know. If they come out and say it's bad, can I believe it? Because I don't even know if I can believe it either. Because the expectation is it's going to be bad because it's a DC movie now at this point. And it's like, who knows? It's got George Lopez. I love George Lopez. It's got a wacky Hispanic family taking care of their own, dealing with a strange situation, and an abuela with a machine gun at the end of it.
Like, machine gun. Okay. Yeah.
Like it's got all this wacky
this
stuff.
This is basically DC's like Peter Parker. This is their Spider-Man. Like they kind of
wasn't that The Flash? But
like if you read the comics, it's kind of if you want to get the closest.
Yeah.
There was that one kid that they had, you know, with the teleportation powers that they were trying to make happen.
Yes. Like
Fetch.
Yeah.
Making a joke you know, Mean Girls Fetch. They were trying to make it happen. I forget what his name was.
I was just trying to think of his name. I think his name was Rift or Gateway, something like that. I know what you're talking about.
But it was really Blue Beetle.
Blue and white costume. Yeah, Blue Beetle
did better and always was and always did.
Static Shock did better and always was and always did.
Let's talk about it. But we haven't seen shit. Anyway.
Yeah. No. But I don't know. You know, Zolo Maridueña looks like he'll do an okay job carrying this and, you know, not be as annoying as Ezra Miller was trying to play the fish out of water superhero character by far. But no idea. No idea if it'll be good. No idea if anyone will want to see it or even give it a chance. Because again, I feel like Pixar and Marvel's logo gives them some sway. You see the Pixar Marvel logo and people think, oh, this is probably not too bad. Sometimes it is bad, but they think it's probably not too bad. At this point, it's like DC Comics in the movies. You see the logo and you're like, oh, shit. Maybe I'll wait for this to come out later. Maybe I'll wait to find out what people are saying before I go to this. Yeah, it's a thing. Which brings us to the last thing.
Why is this making me sick?
I was hopeful. I was really kind of getting hopeful. And now I'm just like, what's going on?
What do you mean by what's going on? Awesomeness is happening. What are you talking about?
Awesomeness? Yes. No. This is Justice League all over again.
No, it's not.
Superman Legacy. No, really? I feel like it is. Superman Legacy.
Okay, so Superman Legacy announced a bunch of new people have been cast.
A bunch of new people have been cast.
Do you want to do the honors? Because
Sure. David Corenswet, which we know as our Clark Kent, Rachel Brosnahan as our Lois Lane, and now we've added three other characters. You'd think, Perry White, Jimmy Olsen, Cat Grant, people who Superman might interact with at the newspaper. No, in Superman Legacy, this movie about presumably newish, youngest Superman. We're also going to have Isabel Merced as Hawkgirl, Edie Gathegi as Mr. Terrific, and Nathan Fillion as Guy Gardner. Why do we need three more superheroes in this movie? Who is the fucking villain they're going to fight? That it requires four of them, the strongest superhero of all time, a Green Lantern, the most intelligent man on the planet, and a Hawk Girl, whose job is to be the Incredible Hulk
Let me give it to you. James Gunn said that Superman isn't going to be the first superhero. He's going to be coming into a world where there's been superheroes already.
That's cool.
I don't think this is all going to be like they're all going to be interacting with him in the sense of they're all going to team up to fight this big bad. I think what's going to happen is they're going to be in this world. He's going to interact with them, but he's going to have his own personal big bad to deal with and take care of.
Mm-hmm.
What I like about this is Superman has always been the origin story for whatever universe you're rebooting. They always do Superman first, and then or Batman.
Yes.
Or Batman. And then Superman. Yes. And then that's how they bring him to the Justice League. This time it's these characters have been out here already, and like they've already been established. And this is Superman is basically the new kid on the block, but he's gonna rise to be one of the greats. I like that.
Okay. So why tell us now about the glorified cameos? Because that's what they're seeming like it's going to be, potentially. Like, why not let us go into the movie knowing that Nathan Fillion, Isabel Merced, Eddie Guthrie are in this movie, but don't tell us who they're going to be. So then when Nathan Fillion shows up as Guy Gardner, we're like, oh, crap, they've got a Green Lantern. Oh, crap, they've got a Hawk
I don't think
girl.
They're going to be cameos. I think they're going to be in the movie enough, but I don't think they are going to, like, it's not going to be them teaming up to deal with the thing. I think literally it's going to be other things, like, coming together. Like if they're in the movie for longer than like 20 minutes, I'll be shocked. But I don't think they're going to be.
And there's no point.
I don't think they're going to be.
It's like Wonder Woman being in Batman versus Superman.
Different.
There's no.
I watched
point.
All of
no,
that.
No,
I watched all
there,
of her footage and like literally,
there, and there was no point. Point.
There was that's not the same thing.
Yeah,
that is not the same thing.
There is no point. We can't say that for sure. We don't know. And already, it's a DC movie. My assumptions are now lowered. I'm expecting terribleness. I don't care if it's James Gunn. He is there now. It has infected him. For everyone who says they love the Suicide Squad because it was so much better and it was James Gunn, I fell asleep watching that second movie and have never walked back. It was better than what they had put out. It was not that much
better. I enjoyed it. I think it was great. I don't think it was amazing. I don't think it was like mind-blowing. I thought it was, I was entertained and that's what I wanted to watch a movie for. So,
I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Like, this just, it already sounds like it's going off the rails. Like, this is already a lot of characters, and we have no villain already.
I'm pretty sure the villain like, who's going to be like Brainiac or something.
That's too big a villain already. That's too big a villain. It's too
Brainiac
big a villain to be Brainiac.
The first time he came around, now Brainiac with the spaceship. And like
the first time he comes around, that's with a spaceship. I'm pretty sure at this point,
he's like make it so like he's like a virus like, on Clark's computer.
So they use Brainiac, and you have this big villain he has to beat, or you use like the parasite, and now it's a small villain he has to beat. Like,
yeah, make it the parasite. Like make it the parasite. Boom, there you go. Or make it like Cadmus.
I don't know. I don't know. It's all going off the rails.
Just a reminder, James Gunn came out and said Blue Beetle and a few other characters are going to be moved over to the DCU. So they're going to.
Of course they are, because they're tiny characters that no one cares about and that there's no reason not to bring them over if you do an okay movie that doesn't like tie into everything other than George Lopez throwing out a line that says Batman's a fascist. Because sure, why not? He can feel that way about Batman. It doesn't matter who Batman is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my god. All right. My hope is already plummeting for this movie. It's going down. It's honestly, it probably will be, but I'm not hopeful. Just not hopeful.
All right. But
I'm going to go back to reading Pony Salt. That makes me happy. This is depressing me thinking about this movie. I can't wait till next week when they announce Batman and Wonder Woman and what's his face? Booster Gold. There you go. Booster Gold.
Booster Gold wouldn't be a bad act.
They're going to do it. They're basically just making the Justice League International. I don't. We'll see. It's going to be stupid. It's a day, Sam. It's just a day ending and why.
That's how all days work.